morning and welcome to St. James Westminster on this beautiful September morning. Please be seated. Today is a day of much celebration. We have three baptisms. It is Holy Cross Day in the life of the church, and it is the 13th anniversary of Father Michael's ordination to the priesthood. And in honor of all of that, I have 45 minutes of announcements. I have two, but Julie has some as well, so I'll keep talking while she comes up. We have two A-frame signs that normally live in the Sterling Vestry, the kind you can pull announcements out of and put other ones in. I can't find them. So if anybody knows where they are or put them somewhere safe, if you could find me after the service, I would appreciate. Also, this week on Wednesday, the Kids Camino starts up again. So if you are looking for a free, dinner included, kids 5 and up invited event for your children midweek, be here 6 o'clock on Wednesday. Thank you. Julie.
Good morning, everyone. I have a couple of things I want to tell you about. Many of you probably know what Halloween in the Village is. It's this great event here in Wortley Village with a parade, pumpkin carving, and all kinds of games on the green. Well, St. James is going to be part of that this year. We're going to host a scarecrow making workshop here at the church. So people can come and we'll provide the basic supplies and then they'll make a scarecrow and bring it home. And so I'd really love to get some volunteers to help with that. The date is the 25th of October, and there'll be other things that are needed as well for us to participate in this. So watch your email, and there'll be a whole list of things that we're looking for help. But I think that'll be a lot of fun and a way to welcome the community into our church. The other thing, put a different hat on here, I also sit on the St. James Westminster Foundation Board, and we are reviving our grants committee. So I'm looking for two members of the congregation who would like to sit on this committee. It won't be a huge time commitment, but I think it will be very rewarding to help us determine how and where to give money from the foundation out into the community or here within the church. Again, there'll be more information in your email for that. And finally, many of you know I work for Indwell, and Indwell is having its Hope and Home Social next month on October 16th, and we're having it this year at St. Paul's Cathedral. So many of you have probably seen the building is beautiful, it's been renovated, and it's an event space in the main sanctuary. So that's where Indwell's going to have the event this year. There'll be food and music, and there'll be an opportunity to learn more about all the progress that we're making in building affordable and supportive housing. We'll have some of our tenants and staff there as well. So I just want to invite you. I'll leave some postcards by the exit there, and you can get your tickets online. So thanks so much.
Thank you. Please stand. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
There is one body and one spirit.
There is one Lord, God of all of us.
One Lord, one faith, one baptism.
One God, Father of all.
Let us pray. Almighty God, whose Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, was lifted high upon the cross that he might draw the whole world to himself, may we who rejoice in the mystery of our redemption have grace to take up our cross and follow him, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Please be seated for the proclamation of the word.
A reading from the first letter of Paul to the Corinthians. For the message about the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and the discernment of the discerning I will thwart. Where is the one who is wise? Where is the scholar? Where is the debater of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since, in the wisdom of God, the world did not know God through wisdom, God decided, through the foolishness of the proclamation, to save those who believe. For Jews ask for signs, and Greeks desire wisdom, but we proclaim Christ as crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles, but to those who are the called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Sing a new song to the Lord, who has done marvelous things, whose mighty hand and holy arm have won the victory.
O Lord, you have won the victory. You have already shown your righteousness in the sight of the nations.
You remember your mercy and faithfulness to the house of Israel, and all the ends of the earth have seen your victory, O God.
Shout with joy to the Lord, all you lands. Lift up your voice, rejoice and sing.
Sing to the Lord with the harp, with the harp and the voice of song,
with trumpets and the sound of the horn. Shout with joy before our sovereign, the
be with you. The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus said, "No one has ascended into heaven except the one who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him." The Gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Please be seated. When I was a child, our church didn't have a usable building, so we worshiped in a local high school cafetorium. Not a cafeteria, no, a cafeteria auditorium. It's critical that you understand that. The space was set up every Saturday afternoon so that the altar was in the middle of the room, and our chairs formed a circle around it. And when we gathered on Sunday morning to worship, everything happened from the altar. The readings, the intercessions, everything. And no matter where you were sitting, everyone was facing in towards the altar. And I remember wondering, but never really having the courage to ask, why it seemed to me some people would bow to the priest several times during the service. It happened as we responded to the gospel introduction, "Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ." And again at the end, "Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ." Always bowing towards the priest. And as I stood there at 8 years old, deeply confused, I knew that it was because I was pretty certain already that that guy reading the gospel was not Jesus. And honestly, it took until I went to seminary to really connect all the dots. People may bow or cross themselves at lots of different points during a service. These folks were not bowing to the priest, though. They happened to be facing the priest when they bowed their heads at the name of Jesus. A small, optional act of reverence, offered in thanksgiving, a demonstration of love and devotion. All of which I missed because of an accident of furniture. In a few moments, we are going to baptize some children. We will participate in an ancient ritual using the signs and symbols of the church. Baptism is a gift. It is a sacrament. God will act, and we will too. It is a mystery with many meanings. And, if we're honest, it may be that all that we believe about baptism may not be entirely obvious in what we're about to do. Over time, we have moved from baptizing in open, flowing water to small pools to fonts. We've gone from baptizing primarily adults to primarily children. So there may well be 8-year-olds here today. There may be 78-year-olds here today who aren't totally sure what's going on or what it means when we sprinkle a little water on a baby's head, rub in a little oil, probably mess up their hair, and then, with great wisdom, hand over an open flame. It might seem a bit odd and not entirely clear that these actions are signs of our deep faith and love, that baptism is a holy moment where God breaks in and the Spirit moves, and these young children who are already so new and so wonderful, become even more new and even more wonderful. But then, it wasn't the church that came up with the idea of using somewhat unexpected signs and symbols to give them deep, deep meaning at which we can only wonder. That was God. Today is also Holy Cross Day, the day that we celebrate the cross as the symbol of our salvation, a tangible sign of God's love for the world. When we consider the cross, we remember that God chose to end death by dying. By dying a particularly shameful and shocking death. In dying on a cross, Jesus ensured that he took all that we fear along with him. Humiliation, powerlessness, the total lack of control. And somehow, in great love, God redeemed it all. So today, as we celebrate these baptisms, we remember that the cross is for us not just a symbol of death and defeat, but of life and victory. We remember that if God can redeem all of that, then God can probably handle our confusion and our questions. So it's okay to admit that something doesn't actually make sense to us, or that one or two of our traditions may be a little weird. St. Paul reminds us that some of what we do seems foolish because by the standards of this world, it is. The cross, and indeed all of our symbols, all of our rituals, need some explanation because they point to a love that is beyond our understanding, a wisdom beyond our knowing. So feel free to ask that question you have been avoiding, to admit that you don't understand something, whether you are 8 or 42 or 87. God knows that this love, this grace, this mercy can be a bit baffling. We may need a minute to understand the great beauty and the truth of Christ's light in the world, shining out from a single candle. As we gather around the font in a few moments, we will pray for many things. We will pray that these children will have inquiring and discerning hearts. Our questions are gifts, so let us never be afraid to ask them. Let us rejoice when our children and our grandchildren do. And let us pray for understanding together. Amen.
It's so great to see so many of the extended St. James family here this morning, and many who have had a strong relationship with the music program here at St. James. So it's great to see you all and your families here. We welcome Stephanie Manius, who is a member of the choir in our younger days. Stephanie's selected a beautiful solo to start the baptism liturgy this morning. It's by an Afro-Canadian composer named Nathaniel Dett, and he was born in Niagara Falls. And while he did most of his work in the upper United States, we kind of claim him as his own, and he was greatly influenced by the folk songs and spirituals. And this is a spiritual that he heard his maternal grandmother sing. And it's a piece entitled The Baptism. And I think it'll be a beautiful start to the liturgy this morning.
Thank you. I'd like to invite the candidates for holy baptism to come forward now. Alright, so we're going to do this three times, one for each family. And so I will say the candidates for holy baptism will now be presented. And Jamie's family, would you read the next section, please? I present.
James John,
to receive
the sacrament of baptism.
I present.
Luca Protic.
To receive the sacrament of baptism.
Alright. We're sure about this, right? Okay.
I present Penelope Joan Birch to receive the sacrament of baptism.
I think they won, but they got to see. And so now I ask all of you, will you be responsible for seeing that the child you present is nurtured in the faith and the life of the Christian community? Will you, by your prayers and witness, help these children to grow into the full stature of Christ?
I will, God's help.
Do you renounce Satan and all the spiritual forces of wickedness that rebel against God?
I renounce them.
Do you renounce the evil powers of this world which corrupt and destroy the creatures of God?
I renounce them.
Do you renounce all sinful desires that draw you from the love of God?
I renounce them.
Do you turn to Jesus Christ and accept him as your Savior?
I do.
Do you put your whole trust in his grace and love?
I do.
Do you promise to obey him as your Lord?
I do.
Wait, this is for everybody. Will you who are witnesses of these vows do all in your power to support these persons in their life in Christ?
We will.
Not even going to make you redo that one. That was good. Let us now pray for Jamie, Luca, and Penelope, who are to receive the sacrament of new birth.
Open their hearts to your grace and truth.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Fill them with your holy and life-giving spirit.
All right.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Head back in. They've begun the prayers, so we're going to need to be quiet when we head in. But who wants to come and sit at the
front? Anne's left her mic on.
Let's see the baptism.
Teach them to love others in the power of the Spirit.
Can we manage
that? Lord, hear our prayer.
I just created a problem.
Send the world in witness to your love.
Yeah.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Bring them to the fullness of your peace and glory.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Grant, O Lord, that all who are baptized into the death of Jesus Christ, your Son, may live in the power of his resurrection and look for him to come again in glory. We pray also for those members of our parish family in need at this time. We think today especially of Gavin, Catherine, Sherry, Scott, Terry, Solomon, Brian, Cheryl, Bob, Kathy, Dorothea, Charles and family, Arnold and Marilyn, the King family, Matthew, Don and Nancy. May God grant all these prayers through the saving power of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
And so, as you may have heard, Reverend Anne is going out to get the young kids in Sunday school to come forward and to come around the font. If there are any young or young at heart who are curious to see what we're doing, you're most welcome to come forward and to sit on the floor here. Or play in the corner with the toys, which are probably more fun. But this is really cool too. The Lord be with you.
Also with you.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
We thank you, Almighty God, for the gift of water. Over water, the Holy Spirit moved at the beginning of creation. Through water, you led your children out of Israel, out of their bondage in Egypt, into the land of promise. In water, your Son, Jesus Christ, received the baptism of John and was anointed by the Holy Spirit as the Messiah, the Christ, to lead us through his death and resurrection from the bondage of sin into everlasting life. We thank you, Father, for the water of baptism. In it, we are buried in Christ in his death. By it, we share in his resurrection. And through it, we are reborn by the Holy Spirit. Therefore, in joyful obedience to your Son, we bring into his fellowship those who come to him in faith, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Now sanctify this water by the power of your Holy Spirit, that all who are here cleansed from sin and born again may continue forever in the risen life of Jesus Christ our Savior. To him, to you, and to the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. And let us join with those who are committing themselves to Christ and renew our own baptismal covenant. Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary.
He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried.
He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit?
I believe in God, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Will you continue in the Apostles' teaching and the fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in the prayers?
I will, with God's help.
Will you persevere in resisting evil, and whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord?
I will, with God's help.
Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ?
I will, with God's help.
Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself?
I will, with God's help.
Will you strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being?
I will, with God's help.
Will you strive to safeguard the integrity of God's creation and respect, sustain, and renew the life of the earth?
I will, with God's help.
Well, it comes time for the baptism now. And fortunately, I don't have the hair that Jamie seems to be wanting to grab, so can I take Jamie? Oh, hey, bud. All right, and if I can get you to stand on the other side. Jamie, what's this? Oh. Jamie, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And apparently he's baptizing everybody else. I sign you with the cross and mark you as Christ's own forever. There we go. Good job, Jamie. Hi, Luca. Hi. Luca, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son. One more. And of the Holy Spirit. I mark you with the sign of the cross and mark you as Christ's own forever. Good job. And last but not least, oh, and Penelope's completely sleeping. Right passed out. Oh, what are we gonna do to you? Penelope, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Oh, I know. I mark you with the sign of the cross and mark you as Christ's own forever. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that by water and the Holy Spirit, you have bestowed upon these your servants the forgiveness of sins and have raised them to a new life of grace. Sustain them, O Lord, in your Holy Spirit. Give them an inquiring and discerning heart, the courage and will to persevere, a spirit to know and to love you, and the gift of joy and wonder in all your works. Amen. I didn't wait for the book and the certificate. Receive the light of Christ to show that you have passed from darkness into light. Let your light so shine before others that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Let us welcome the newly baptized. We receive you into the household of Christ, confess the faith of Christ crucified, proclaim his resurrection, and share with us in his eternal priesthood. The peace of the Lord be always with you. And I think now we can clap. Let us share the peace of Christ with one another. Peace be with you. Let us pray. Merciful God, through the death of your beloved Son, you transformed an instrument of shame into a sign of hope and glory. Receive all that we offer you this day, and renew us in the mystery of his love, through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, the Lord of glory. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Blessed are you, gracious God, creator of heaven and earth. You are the source of light and life for all your creation. You made us in your own image and call us to new life in Jesus Christ our Savior. Therefore we praise you, joining our voices to proclaim the glory of your name. Thanks to you, Lord our God, for the goodness and love you have made known to us in creation, in calling Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all, in the word made flesh, Jesus your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, a death he freely accepted, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, Father, according to his command,
we remember his death. We proclaim his resurrection. We await his coming in glory.
And we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine, We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his sacrifice, that we, made acceptable in him, may be sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, reconcile all things in Christ and make them new, and bring us to that city of light where you dwell with all your children. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation, by whom, and with whom, and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory are yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to pray. Our Father. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. These are the gifts of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
All are welcome to come forward to receive Holy Communion. If you'd prefer to receive a blessing instead of taking the bread or the wine, you can indicate that by making a sign of a cross over yourself, and that's the cue for Anne and I to give you a blessing instead. If you'd like to receive just the bread and not the wine, that's absolutely acceptable as well. I'd invite the congregation to come forward for Holy Communion.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, we give thanks that you have made us partakers of the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who took our nature upon him and suffered death upon the cross for our redemption, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Would the congregation please stand? And we say together, glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask for. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be with you this day and remain with you always. Amen.
God's gonna trouble the water. Wait in the water. Wait in the water, children. Wait in the water. God's gonna trouble the water. See that host all dressed in white. God's gonna trouble the water. That leader looks like an Israelite. God's gonna trouble the water. Wait in the water. Wait in the water, children. Wait in the water. God's gonna trouble the water. Oh, see that band all dressed in red. God's gonna trouble the water. It looks like that man that Moses led. God's gonna trouble the water. Wait in the water. Wait in the water, children. Wait in the water. God's gonna trouble the water. Look over yonder and what do I see? God's gonna trouble the water. The Holy Ghost is coming on me. God's gonna trouble the water. Oh, wait in the water. Wait in the water till they're in the water. God's gonna trouble the water. If you don't believe I've been redeemed, God's gonna trouble the water. Just follow me down to Jordan Stream. God's gonna trouble the water. Oh, wait in the water. Wait in the water, children. Wait in the water. God's gonna trouble the water. Oh, wait in the water. Wait in the water, children. Wait in the water. God's gonna trouble the water. Oh, God's gonna trouble the water.
Our service of worship has come to its close. but our service to each other and to God's world begins renewed and refreshed. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God. Thank you.